Our Father's Business, November 12. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them.
Christ's life was one of constant self-sacrifice. His work was not confined to any time or place. It was bounded only by his love and sympathy for the souls for whom he was soon to give his life. His compassion knew no limit. On so large a scale did he conduct his work of healing and teaching, that there was no building in Palestine large enough to hold the multitudes that thronged to him. In every town and village through which he passed was to be found his hospital. On the hillsides of Galilee, in the great thoroughfares of travel, on the seashore, in the synagogues, in every place where there were hearts ready to hear his message, Jesus healed the people and pointed them to their heavenly Father. In the evening, after the hours of toil were over, he talked with those who through the day must work to earn a pittance for the support of their families. If we only realized how earnestly Jesus worked to sow the world with the gospel seed, we would labor untiringly to give the bread of life to perishing souls. Catch the spirit of the great master worker. Learn from the friend of sinners how to minister to sin-sick souls. His heart was ever touched with human woe. Why are we so cold and indifferent? Why are our hearts so unimpressible? Christ placed himself on the altar of service, a living sacrifice. Why are we so unwilling to give ourselves to the work to which he consecrated his life? Something must be done to cure the terrible indifference that has taken hold upon us. Let us bow our heads in humiliation as we see how much less we have done than we might have done to sow the seeds of truth. When we are converted, our desire for ease and elegance will be changed. Christ brought his desires and wishes into strict obedience to his mission, the mission that bore the insignia of heaven. He made everything subordinate to the great work that he came to this world to accomplish in behalf of the fallen race. When in his youth his mother found him in the school of the rabbis, and said to him, "Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing," he answered, "How is it that ye sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my father's business?" An appeal for more effort.